So, the last of these short stories before the sermon, Jesus versus Monsters, and the tagline, hair like feathers, nails like claws. So, Jesus versus Monsters. Throughout the Bible are accounts of very scary monsters. In Job, near the end, we have descriptions of the two biggest monsters in the universe. One is like a huge dragon, as big as Godzilla, with armor like a tank, its breath like explosive fire, and when it moves, the seas churn. But even with that monster, Jesus says he'll lead it like it was a household pet. But just for this minute, we're looking at a smaller monster, but one that in its own way is more unsettling. Let's look at werewolves. There is a story in the Bible of someone who for a time changes into a monster. King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon, perhaps the greatest nation of all time, and Nebuchadnezzar its greatest king. He might have been the most powerful person in the world, but he couldn't stop himself from turning. So we'll just read this short bit in Daniel 4:33. Immediately, what had been said about Nebuchadnezzar was fulfilled. He was driven away from people and ate grass like an ox. His body was drenched. His hair grew like feathers and his nails grew like claws. He might not have been a werewolf, but he was a weremonster. And that's kind of why it's so unsettling, this story. With these weremonsters, they expose, really, that problem that we're the monster. But in this particular case, if you actually keep reading this story, he comes out of his monster phase and he ends up praising Jesus. He's the greatest king ever, but he ends up saying Jesus is better. So Jesus is stronger than monsters and has more authority than our greatest leaders. Even monsters are scared of Jesus.